In general, fathers and the family elders remained in Assur, and they would oversee the entire trade transaction. They would be the ones who would decide which younger members of the family, sons, nephews, or cousins, would be sent out to Anatolia. And usually, the oldest of these male members of the family would stay in Kanesh. So we'll say the oldest son is in Kanesh, and he is reporting to his father in Assur. And he, the son in Kanesh, is overseeing the relatives at the other Karums in Anatolia. Wives are play an important role in this trade as well. And we see their role in the letters. Wives complained of long absences of their husbands and the strain on their family, especially their difficulty in providing for the family. Getting enough money and getting a steady supply of money was a constant problem for the people who stayed back home in Assur. One Assyrian woman notes that since her husband left, a terrible famine has hit the city. You did not leave me any barley. I need to keep on buying barley for our food. Where is the extravagance that you keep on writing about? We have nothing to eat. I live in an empty house and the seasons are changing. Be sure that you send me the value of my textiles in silver so that I can buy at least 10 measures of barley. This letter is interesting because it shows, first of all, that the wife felt the textiles she sent were her property. So she is asking to be paid for what she's contributed to this trade. It also indicates that the husband, apparently in some letter that was missing, had been castigating the wife for spending money too extravagantly, that she was costing him too much money and asking for too much. But her response is that events have changed in Assur since he left. And of course, this is one of the common problems when families are separated and communication is not easy, that there can be some disaster that strikes at one end or the other, and the family simply doesn't know about it. A number of the letters from traders to their wives criticize the quality or the style of the textiles that they have sent. We see in these letters that textiles and women are once again combined and intertwined as a major profession for women. There were clearly certain types of textiles that were preferred in Anatolia. And the most detailed example of this is a letter from a man named Pazur Ashur to his wife Wakartum. He writes, "One mina of silver, Ashur Idi, is bringing you under my seal. The fine textile which you sent me, keep producing similar textiles and send them to me with Ashur Idi, and I will send you half a mina apiece. Compared with the previous textile which you sent me, process one mina of wool extra in each piece, but keep them thin. The Abarnian textile which you sent me, a similar one you should not send me again. If you don't manage to make fine textiles, buy them for me and send them to me. A complete textile which you send should be 9 cubits long and 8 cubits wide." So this is a very detailed request from a husband. We don't often get this level of concern from the husband. But it shows that both the quality of the textiles had to be of a certain level. So when he says that he wants wool, he wants a textile woven with an extra mina of wool, that means that he wants a tighter garment, or whatever, a rug, if that's what she's making, that uses more wool. But he then follows up by saying it should be kept thin. So he wants her to basically do the impossible, make a higher quality garment, but keep it as thin as possible so the profit margin stays high.